Hello there. Welcome to our daily manna. Let's pray. Our most gracious God, Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day, another day, O Lord, that we listen to your word, O God. May your Holy Spirit touch our hearts and mind, O God, to remember your word, O Lord. In Christ's name we pray, amen and amen. If you have your Bible, please open with me in Book of Acts, chapter 6, verses 1 to 7. Now, at this time, while the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint arose on the part of the Hellenistic Jews against the native Hebrews because their widows were being overlooked in daily serving of food. So the 12 summoned the congregation of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable for us to neglect the word of God in order to serve tables. Therefore, brethren, select among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may put in charge of this task. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The statement found approval with the whole congregation, and they choose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch. And this they brought before the apostles, and after praying, they laid their hands on them. The word of God kept on spreading, and the number of disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were becoming obedient to the faith. May God bless us upon reading to His word. In the book of Acts indicate that the work of the God's kingdom through the early Christians community was still highly successful, but they dealt with the problem well. In chapter 6, we see the tension between the Hebrew Hellenistic Jews and the native Hebrew. The Hebrews were those Jews more inclined to embrace Jewish culture and were mostly from Judea. The Hellenistic were those Jews more inclined to embrace Greek culture and mostly were from diaspora from all over the Roman Empire. The early church took its responsibility to help support the widows seriously because they often had no other support, because their widows overlooked in their daily serving of food. But the disciples neglect, but they summoned the congregation of the disciples. It's not to them to neglect the word of God. Therefore, they select among the 7 men in good reputation and full of the Spirit and wisdom, that whom they may put in charge in their tasks. They devote themselves in prayer and to the ministry of the word. The statement approval with the whole congregation, and they choose Stephen, a full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, and appreciate from the Antioch. After that, they brought before the apostles, and praying, they laid their hands on them. The apostle explained that they should remain faithful to their central calling, which was prayer, and to the ministry of the word. Some believe that this evidence of the superior attitude among the 12, that they considered themselves above such work. This was probably not so, and they were wise in delegating these responsibilities. God did not call these apostles to do everything for the church. God has and will raise up others to serve in other ways. After that, the word of God kept on spreading, and the number of their disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem, and great many of the priests were become obedient to their faith. The early church had problem, but according to the book of Acts, it is also had leader who moved swiftly to ward off corruption and find solutions to internal conflict, supported by people who listened to each other with open mind and responded with good will. Its leaders gave priority to give spiritual needs, prayer, and the ministry of the word, but they also gave attention to correcting injustice and helping the poor. This reflects the Christian's commitment to loving God wholeheartedly and loving their neighbors as themselves. Why did the disciples do not neglect the preaching of the word and prayer? The reason why they choose not to neglect the preaching of the word and prayer is because they acknowledge the fact that they cannot do it by themselves, so they resolve to delegation. In God's growing community, there should always be an acknowledgement that leaders cannot do it alone, and members should work heartily, serve God truly the ministry that God entrusted to us. Each of us, God has given a different gift, the gift of leading your people into your workplace, school, and also to your family. We should use each gift by working together for the glory of God. Good day, everyone, and may God bless us all.